world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I have to admit that I've come out of the box pretty hot the last few days. And I told my wife yesterday was, wow, from my standpoint, I try to listen to the show sometimes later on throughout the day. I didn't get a chance really to listen to yesterday's show yet. But, man, that was a hot one. And you know, she's a witness to the power of the Holy Spirit. Because I would tell you this, when I walked down the steps last night, down here to my multi-million dollar studio, from my multi-million dollar home to my multi-million dollar studio, there's wooden steps going down. When I walked, just before I walked out of my down the basement steps into my multi-million dollar studio, I said to my wife, the last thing I said to her as I went down, I said, I don't have any idea what I'm going to talk about. And went down here and boom, it's a testimony of the Holy Spirit. Because, it was powerful. Last few days, we've come out pretty hot, haven't we? So I'll try to be a little bit softer today, not because I want to be softer, but, a couple other things I want to talk about and a little bit more of my tender side maybe this morning, if it'd be all right with you. I do have a tender side, by the way. It's Coach Norm's birthday. Happy birthday, Coach Norm. I think, how old would he be, Shelly? I think he's, I'm going to get it wrong. I'm 69. I think he's 72, I think. Help me out, E. Happy birthday to Coach Norm. Coach Norm, the best friend a man could ever have. As I always tell everybody, when you look in the dictionary under loyalty or friend, Norm's picture's there. Never met anybody like him in my life, and he has that magnetic giving heart. And I was worried about him a couple weeks ago. He had COVID, and Norm's gone through some other issues. He's going to have a double knee replacement. And I'm not violating HIPAA. He's had some sleep apnea, some different things that are going on with him. So he's been having a little bit of a physical struggle as well. And then I was worried when he got really, really sick a couple weeks ago. I thought, man, oh, man, Lord. But he came through it, flying colors, having a birthday today. So happy birthday to you, Coach Norm. I know a lot of guys out there. You've touched a lot of guys' hearts. What am I looking at here, Coach? Let's get this stuff up. Pull the calendar up real quick for me, Spence. If you could, I was going to give you a warning of that. A couple things I need to run down here through. Because sometimes I get rolling, man. There's not much hope for me. A Women's Warrior Weekend. Michelle's all excited about that, man. Betty Perkins is going to come over later today. They're going to do some cleaning, getting some stuff ready to go. If you haven't signed up, it's not too late. You can still sign up. It's only $15. That's just for food. Actually, it's not even for food. It's making you get some skin in the game because people always register and then they back out. So we say, if you make them pay $15, they'll say, hey, well, I got $15 invested, so I'll go. So that's why we put the $15 fee on there. Still want to go? We'd love to have you. It's just going to be Friday night and Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. You'll be out here at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Just to get together for the Women's Warrior Weekend. You know, we're a different breed here, different brood here at Coach Dave Live. And some of our greatest warriors are women. And it'd be great to get them together. Medina, that's tomorrow, Saturday morning. I am speaking at a Patriot group up near Cleveland, Medina County, friends and neighbors. If anybody's up in that area, love to come. Love to have you there. It's 8:30 to 10:30. The Cowboy, Thirsty Cowboy, Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade Communication Training. Isn't this awesome? Isn't this just awesome that we got all these things going? That so many of you are getting actively involved and plugging yourself in and doing it. Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade Communication Training Day, Dalmatia, PA. If you want to learn how to do shortwave radios and all that stuff, then we kind of slow. Oh, well, we slow down a little bit because, you know, we go through Christmas and all that kind of stuff. Boy, we're up and running. Guys are working right now to get stuff on the calendar. If you want to get something on the calendar, come on, some of you out there, get yourself a huddle. Raise up a huddle. It's time that we do that. We do that. And of course, I don't even have it on the schedule yet, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit today. Hopefully talk about it a little bit today. That's our January 6th Celebrate Freedom Day. Celebrate Freedom. We're going to hopefully get a chance to talk about that. Anything for the good of the group that's not on the calendar that somebody would like to bring up at this time. Again, I'm popping the clutch slow here this morning in case somebody has I got to be good and get some things in. Check my message board, see if you might pop me a message here. Anybody? Nobody did? No messages? Cool. Let me look down there. I'm going to start out with this. Michelle, go ahead, Michelle.
Just real quick, Coach. Someone brought up in the after show yesterday, I think Susie, about the people in the huddle all sending her their phone and email.
Yes.
List.
Hey, listen, Spencer, do me a favor, man. Open up the chat. Would that be the best way to do it, Susie? Would that work for you, Susie, if we put things down in the chat?
Sure. Yep, that's fine.
So what would you like in the chat, Susie? Just phone number?
Whatever they want to give. We can do phone numbers fine. You can do address. I'm just going to put together a little directory for everybody.
Awesome. Hey, folks, whatever you – well, come on, Susie. We don't need mailing address, Susie. Maybe phone number and email. Yeah. How about that?
Yep, that's fine.
Phone number and email. So the huddle's open. Go ahead and open that up, Spencer. And so folks go in there, put your phone number and your email. That way we can figure out if you want to put up text lists or whatever, that kind of stuff. Susie, thanks for doing that. So, hey,
thanks,
you guys behave. Will you guys behave in the text, in the chat this morning if I let you, huh? Not be, yeah. Oh, man, they're popping up.
Hey, Coach. Yeah, Trace. Yes. Would an address would be okay, because sometimes, you know, you see somebody on the huddle that might be needing a little card in the mail or something, or
I know,
but that's the kind of person I am. And I don't want to ask for, if they don't mind, maybe, would that be okay?
I think that's probably, is that okay with you there, Susie? That's a lot of work.
That's fine, Coach.
Okay, so if you want to put your address in there, you can do that too. I don't know how you're going to gather all these. You have to leave the chat.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I would suggest the city-state is really important for people to regional information. If not, the street address is maybe optional.
Yep, I think that's, folks, city and state certainly is critical. Certainly is critical.
Coach, we try it to might bring, be easier for her to put her email in and everybody contact her.
Oh, dang, go on, Brian. All right, that's why I got smart people in here. Let's make life easy for Susie. Susie, you put your email in the chat, and folks, you just email Susie your information. That works, Susie? Yes, that works. That'd be a lot easier to try to capture, I think, than trying to go into chat and get all those. Okay, cool. Awesome. Jeff,
go on. It's a lot safer.
Do what, Joe?
A lot safer.
A lot safer too. Yep. Good point. I'm still learning it. See, I'm by nature trusting. Isn't that crazy? My wife tells me all the time, says, you're too trusting. That's just my nature. It's just the way it is. My mind doesn't work that way, right? I would never do that to somebody else. Why would people do that, right? Why would people send you pictures of penis, erect penises? But guys do it to me all the time. Let me center on that a second. For those of you who do send me those pictures, I want you to think about this, because some of you are listening right now. Do you have any idea really how demented you are that you think about that? And in a communication you would have with someone, you would send them a picture of an erect penis. Do you have any idea how demented that is? I mean, really? I mean, you, of all the things you could send somebody, really? And you know what else? I pray the Holy Spirit all over you dudes, because if you're in here watching this, the Holy Spirit's able to reach your heart. Even that reprobate mind that you have is able to be reached by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart is going to pierce your conscience. And just you sit down and just ask yourself, what is it within you that wants to send me a picture of an erect penis? There's something sick in you, dude. Something very, very sick. It's demonic. And you can be delivered from it. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you something. I know what penises look. I was a coach. I played a lot of sports. I go back to the day where people showered together in the showers and nobody thought anything about it. You just went in the shower room and you showered. I've seen all kinds of them. Okay. Seen all kinds of them. And so if you've seen one, you've seen all. There's something wrong with you. You are seriously demented. Demonically controlled, dude, if you're doing that kind of stuff. And send all of them you want to, but ask yourself this question. What makes my mind want to send that? And then just let that fester in you for a while. Come on in, Jeff.
Hey, just real quick, for Knox County people, we got a school board meeting tonight at East Knox at 6, and then Monday night we'll be at Mount Vernon at 6.
Hey, Jeff, you have more impact than you even know. You guys have more impact than you even know. You're kind of a model, actually, for what's going on. People are picking it up and realizing that they can learn at it. Proud of you, man. Proud of you. Joe Allen.
Coach, I want to remind everybody about the SAT phones, too. If you have a SAT number, please email
satellite phone, folks. If you have a satellite phone, we're trying to compile that list as well. What do you want them to do with it, Joe?
Just text me your number and your address so I can put everything together.
Okay, so then, Joe, you're going to have to put your number in the chat.
Yeah.
So they can text you their number. Okay,
right.
Folks, if you have a satellite phone, Joe's number is now in the chat. Text him your satellite phone number. Cool?
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe, for doing that. A lot going on. Hi, Brett. Come on. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Coach, and good morning, team. Hey, Coach, I wanted to free you up. I know that we talked about December 12th. I'm going to be in Buffalo this weekend. And then I had the core parents in Dublin have chosen to do a private event at their house. So I'm going to be there. So I wanted to free up your December 12th. God bless you.
Thanks. Hey, Brad, I want to talk a little bit about, if you can, just come in here. Folks, we're ready to launch Celebrate Freedom. I want to credit Jared and Spencer and all that team behind the scenes that are working to upgrade our website. Folks, we believe this is going to be a nationwide event. We really, really believe this. And I spoke about it when I was down I was in Missouri. Brett, if you can, just kind of enlighten people to what it is that we're trying to do on January 6th, Celebrate Freedom. Spencer, I don't know if you can find maybe the icon or the banner or whatever that we used the other day about that, or because we don't have all this stuff up on the website yet, folks, because we're getting ready to launch it. And we don't want to really launch it, till everything's ready on the website. But we think this is an unbelievable opportunity. Right now, there's 124 people in the queue. 124 in the queue. That doesn't – now, listen, there's more Matthias people Jeff, than that are watching.
He's a psychologist.
This, okay?
He's also a statistician.
There's 124 the in the Kansas. Queue.
So this is
so that tells me European that there ought to be 124
many
people
of us are very
who are organizing a local event. 124 of you ought to be organizing a local event. All right. Hey, Brett, just come in and talk about that for a second. I know Spencer's trying to find the Celebrate Freedom.
And I want to thank Spencer. Take that down because I'm editing that. It's the Celebrate Freedom Day. Spencer, Jared, and Steve, thank you so much for your hard work. After the Holy Spirit led on me, it's not Patriot Day. It's Celebrate Freedom Day. There's going to be families and entire communities that are going to be getting together at noon, going out on their street corners, on their parking lots, with a program that Coach Dave and Ohio Brett led on our hearts to lead. There was over 1 million people in Washington, D.C. together, singing and praying and getting together for love of God, family, and country. Well, Coach, Juan O'Savin called me the other night, and you know he talks for a long time. And right. We're so thankful for his friendship and his sponsorship and his connections behind the scenes. He says We had over 1 million people in Washington, D.C. What you and Coach Dave are doing, there might be 10 million people across America go out at noon. So I'm doing the final edit today, Coach. I'll email it to you shortly, and then we can get it to the tech team who's doing such an amazing job. So God bless you, everybody. It'll be out there hopefully tonight on the website.
So there's 126. We know right now there's 126 people that are going to be out there, and they're going to take some people with them. Folks, what if this? Why can't it not? Why wouldn't it spread all across America? Red and yellow, black and white, they're precious in his sight. We're sick and tired of this racism. We're sick and tired of this division, this Republican Democrat. We're sick and tired of it. We are Americans, and we're going to celebrate Freedom Day. Because, okay, Brett, awesome, man. Because Spencer, pull this up, because this goes right in line with it. And by the way, friends, I don't think the very first thing, WorldNet Daily. See, I don't think they're very – you know what I like about our show here? I'm not afraid to talk about anything. Cost us listeners, viewers, friends, huh? Whatever. Shut down the chat. Folks, I've been telling you this, and nobody wants to understand it. And so finally, Joe Kovacs here at WorldNet Daily today said what I've been saying. Hang on, Larry. I'll get right to you here in a second. Disturbing predictions. Christians to be banned from jobs, bank accounts, money, and plane travel. If you don't understand that at the center of everything that is going on is the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And what they're really trying to do through all of these vaccines and yada yada mandates and all that, folks, listen to me. They're whittling down to the real questions. That's what's going on.
Amen.
They're whittling down to the real Christians. Oh, they've already found some of them who compromise. They're not worried about those guys. They're not worried about it. Why? Because the job of the seed of the serpent is to destroy the seed of the woman. And what's the seed of the woman? The seed of the woman is anyone who claims and carries the name of Christ. That is the ultimate battle, friends. That's what's going on. And Joe Kovacs is the first guy who nailed it. Now, I want to show you something else. He said that I couldn't believe it when I read it. Scroll on down because you've heard it here a number of times. Keep on going. The warning. Where is it? I should have marked it. He mentioned, I have long seen where things are headed for the simple reason that I've experienced it firsthand myself. Soon, it won't be just Twitter. If you're a Christian, I'm going to say this. If you're a Christian, you won't be able to open a bank account. You won't be able to host a website on the internet. You won't be able to send emails. You won't be able to access the app stores. You won't be able to transact with money online or off. You won't be able to get a job. You won't be able to fly in an airplane. This is coming for all of us, and it's already happening to many of us right now. And he mentioned not being able to engage in commerce is mentioned in the final book of the Bible, and no one can buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Now, friends, he goes on to say something that nobody will say. There it is. Torba noted something that isn't being said about the latest Twitter purge is that it was almost exclusively targeted at what? What does that say? What's that say over there, Joe? White Christian men.
Boom.
Somebody said it. Most people don't have the stones to say it. We've been saying it here for how long? If you're white and you're Christian, let me tell you something, baby. You are the target of discrimination and racism. Listen, don't let them play that game on you. Twitter flipped a switch and made thousands of young Christians disappear from one of the world's top communication systems. No longer can they share the gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations on a platform where much of the world communicates daily. That's a big problem. That is only the surface level of what, dare I say it, white Christians have coming. He said the time for what he calls lukewarm Christianity is over. We must prepare ourselves for the inevitable persecutions that's to come. We must not fear, for we have a sovereign God who's in control. He's blessed us with the gifts to create, to build, and to reform. And if those demons in Silicon Valley have their way, the only context that the name Jesus Christ will appear on in the internet is to be mocked or scorned, just like he is in the rest of the popular culture. We can't let that happen. We can't let our brothers and sisters be persecuted, silenced, demonized, and destroyed by those wicked people, especially not our young people who are the future of Christendom. He continued, I know for certain that the only thing the oligarch regimen fears is Jesus Christ. You betcha. He is the only one who can stop them. Not any politician, not some billionaire, not me, only Jesus. And we can, must, and will lay the foundation of a new civilization, an unapologetic Christian, I'm getting goosebumps, a parallel Christian economy. Christ is our king right now, and it's about time we started acting like it. We need to stop sitting around moping and being stepped on by the enemy. God has given us the tools and the talents to take dominion in this world in his name and make disciples of all nations as we have been commanded. We can't do that if the enemy controls the media, the banks, the government, the tech companies, and so much more. If you don't have free speech, the gospel can't be shared. They shut the mouth of Christians. They shut the mouth of God. It will and already is being labeled anti-Semitic. There you go. Didn't we just a few weeks ago on this very platform hear me be called anti-Semitic? Because I would even bring it up. Anti-Semitic hate speech. Banned on big tech platforms and even those who claim to be alt tech platforms, all that remains is some watered down, subverted version of the true gospel. It's an imitation gospel, the gospel of the regimen, the gospel of Fauci, the gospel of Black Lives Matter, the gospel of Trump, the gospel of Fox News, the gospel of CNN, the gospel of Zuckerberg. There's only one true gospel, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must see him for who he is, not who the world tells us he is. Jesus, this guy must be my brother. Jesus is not some hippie Mr. Rogers that our culture makes him out to be. He's King of Kings. He reigns. He rules. He flips over tables. He brought the temple down to a pile of ash, and he said he would. He scorns the den of vipers. He rebukes the synagogue of Satan. This is the Jesus I know and worship. That'd be me too! This is the Jesus of scriptures. Christians better start getting to know him fast. We must not only drive the money changers out of the systems of control in our society, rebuke them, scorn them, flip over their tables. We must also build new systems and infrastructure to form a parallel Christian society that glorifies King Jesus forever and ever. Amen. There you are, boys and girls. I told you, white Christian, oh my goodness. Have you noticed, has anybody noticed in this world that the only group you can publicly discriminate against and speak evil against is white Christians? Has anybody noticed that besides me? Huh? You can't mention the Jews. We found out happened a couple weeks ago when we mentioned the Jews. Well, you can't be mentioning them. Can't be mentioned in the blacks. Oh, no, no, you can't be. No, white evangelical, well, hell yeah, they're deplorables. Oh, yeah, hell yeah, you can. And see what's going on? See what's going on? Come on, man. So, see, they're at war against us. If they shut the mouth of Jeff Klein, listen, Jeff, they would love nothing more. Those school board members would love nothing more than for them to arrest you as soon as you showed up at that building because they don't want to hear what you have to say. The only way the devil wins is through censorship. That's why we have to cry loud, spare not, and lift our voice like a trumpet. That's what we have to do, folks. They're going to hate us. It's a promise. They're going to hate us. We're going to be hated of all men, Jesus said. And what do they tell us? We're supposed to be loved. We're supposed to be loved of all men. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said you're going to be hated of all men. He says we're supposed to love, but they're going to hate us. And what is truth? What is love? Jesus is, God is love. Jesus is truth. You share the truth. That is love. Oh, man, I don't know why we can't see that. Larry, you've been waiting a while. Come on in.
Yeah, thank you. You know, on this Celebrate Freedom thing,
yeah,
you know, I understand some people are planning on doing like overpasses and things like that. Well, and that's not really feasible everywhere. But if you're holding placards or posters beside the road, I really, really, really suggest that you don't put a lot of words on one placard. It's almost impossible to read them when you're driving down the road. Right. One word per placard. What really happened January 6th? And do the Burma Shave thing. If you have more than four people, then you can have another simple, short message, one word at a time. But make that word as big as you can get it on that poster, because we want
Coach fucks little boys up the ass.
Yep. So, Larry, great point, Larry. Great point. Folks, listen, celebrate freedom, right? No mega flags, none of that stuff, no Donald Trump sign. No. We're celebrating liberty. We're celebrating freedom, all right? Come on, this is really, really important that we get this thing right. Because why? We want to reach those people who, as Brett would say, on the center left. They're with us, folks. They are with us, man. And right now, we're forcing them to either pick Trump or Biden. They forced us in that position, Trump or Biden. And some people are so conditioned, they could never in their heart ever pick Trump. Just like I could never pick Biden, there's people on the left who could never pick Trump. So we can't make it about that. It's about celebrate freedom. We're all here for freedom. Now, they're going to try to make it about Trump. The other side's going to, because they have to divide and conquer. That's the only, we don't want any anti-Biden signs. We don't want any Democrats suck signs. We don't want any of that. Celebrate freedom. One nation, under God, indivisible. I think this is going to be huge. That's what I think. Brett, come back in, then Dale, then Jeff.
I couldn't agree more, Coach. And again, thank you so much, Jared, Spencer, and Steve. That'll go out live on the website tonight. Our letter, our invite. And, Coach, we've been blessed only 3 months. I'm so excited that we're going to be getting our grants page out on thechristianrevolution.net. And then also the link for Celebrate Freedom Day. We will give suggestions, whether it's a parking lot or a street corner or a college football stadium. It's going to be awesome. Praise be to God.
Amen. And folks, by the way, just so you know this, by Christmas time, we're going to give out, will have already given out in the neighborhood of $350,000 in grants. You'll get the news of it coming up probably before Christmas. See, we got so overwhelmed at the beginning, and it was just a wave of, it was all good, but man, we were overwhelmed. We got so many requests for money, and you know, and as we try to help people understand, we don't give to individuals. I can't pay your electric bill. Brett and I, ChristianRevolution.com, can't pay your electric bill out of it. That's not what we're about. We can't. That's what the church is supposed to do. But we are giving grants to people, ministries that are actually advancing the kingdom of God, who have to sell t-shirts and hats. And we're giving them a little bit of oomph to help them over the hump to get really rolling with what they're trying to do. We are funding the kingdom of God. That's what we're doing. We're funding the kingdom of God. And we're going to have grants given out probably in the neighborhood, as I said, I don't know how much, maybe $350,000 are going to be written in the next, by Christmas time. So we're encouraged about where this whole thing's gone. And unfortunately, as you know, we said over here a number of times, the church ain't doing it. The church is taking in the money, and the church is spending all the money in the church. They get a little extra money, they hire a staff. They get a little extra money, they pave the parking lot. They get a little extra money, they buy some new carpet. The money is not going out into the culture where it needs to go. That's the vision of the ChristianRevolution.net. We're really, really excited about it. Okay, I want to get off of that, okay? Here's what I want to talk about today. Make sure I got the ring. Yeah. Okay, cool. Anybody? Go ahead, Jeff. Come on in real quick.
Coach, I need Spencer to put that article up you just read. Because believe it or not, you just hit it. The last 2 days, the other night, I was up in the middle of the night. Because we have been speaking at these school board meetings month after month after month. We've done probably 14 meetings in 90 days. And I can see now, I'm ready to ramp it up tonight. For Reese and Ox and Mount Vernon, I'm going in and rebuke them. I'm tired of just reading them scripture and they're just in one ear and out the other. I'm sick of it. And you read that, and this is what I've been working on. I've already seen, they're probably going to ban me from the other schools. Because you
know, sure,
it says if you're not a resident in that school district, you can't speak. Well, they've been letting me. So now after tonight and Monday, there's probably going to be a change in the rules.
Well, they can't make it. So Jeff, we sue them for $100 million, right? Because your tax dollars are, in fact, going to that school district. They can't do that, yeah. Brother.
I'm sick of it. So I'm put that in the chat. I need that.
Yep. Folks, listen. Listen to me. Oh boy. Call me a racist all you want. That don't stick on me, man. That mud doesn't stick. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I'm just telling you the truth, right? It was white Anglo-Saxon Protestants that took the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. They are the ones that did it. They are the ones. Listen, I don't claim any credit for it. My mom and my dad, my ancestors, they didn't bring the gospel. They weren't sharing the gospel. My mom and dad, they raised us, they trained us, but my dad didn't go out and share the gospel. My mom didn't go out and share the gospel. But by God, I am. I'm going out and sharing the gospel. And the only reason I'm able to go out and do that, because somewhere down the road, some white Anglo-Saxon Protestant shared it with somebody else, and it got to me. Now, it's not an exclusively white religion. It's not even about that. But the fact of the matter is, how come the first ones in the boat are the first ones kicked out?
Boom.
We built the ship. We built the ship. And now they're throwing us out and sticking everybody else in. Because we don't understand what's going on. We don't understand the war. The war is over the sea. Oh, man, I'm feeling it now. Come on in, Dale.
Glory, brother. I'll tell you something. I am so doggone excited. And, of course, here we are. Brother Tony Spell's case is being heard in the Supreme Court of the state of Louisiana. It was a unanimous, not a split, a unanimous decision. We're going to hear this case. We want to hear this case. Governor John Dumbbell Edwards is about to get his teeth knocked out of his mouth. I'm talking spiritually, brother, because God's looking around people. And I got parents going, oh, I don't know if I want to raise kids in this time. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? God is desiring to raise up dragon slayers. You know why?
Amen, baby.
Because there's dragons in the land. And we have gone from being nicer than Jesus, loving more than Jesus, to where we don't want to offend anybody, to where now, Coach, the church don't even want to offend its very own enemy, where God says to crush Satan underneath our feet.
Amen, baby.
Amen.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, baby. That's it, huh? That's it. As Bobby Lee's always saying, raising up that warrior Christian class. See, that scares people, right? The Bible's full of warfare. Weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Why are we not at war? Why? Hey, wait a minute. We are at war. They're at war against us. I just read it to you. Now, if you go take that to your little sissified, poofed up hair, tight jeans pastor, you're going to reject that. He's going to reject that. I'm going to tell you something. He's going to be the one that's going to cause all of us to be locked up in these camps. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't have to believe it's coming, right? You don't have to. I'll get off of that stuff. No, I won't. Yes, I will. Hey, here's something to pray about. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me of that. Thank you, Lord. I got it from Betty today. Pulled up the appeal to heaven. Betty Perkins sent me this today. This is something we ought to all, huh? In fact, we're going to do that right now. We're going to appeal to heaven. Lord, we're appealing to our Lord in heaven right now today for judgment. Lord, we want judgment against the Supreme Court with regard to the forced secularization of America. Lord, we want you to bring that kingdom down. Lord, we're appealing to you in heaven for a judgment against those who are trying to turn America into a socialist nation. Lord, we want you to tear that kingdom down even right now. Lord, we are appealing to heaven for a judgment against the Supreme Court for allowing the genocide of the unborn babies. Lord, we tear that kingdom down, that authority down now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're appealing to our Lord in heaven for judgment against the lies of the corporate media. Lord, bring CNN down, Lord. Brian Stelzer and Cuomo, bring those liars down in Jesus' name. Lord, not just them, but all that lying corporate media, those at Fox News that are lying. Lord, we're appealing to you, Lord, to bring them down. Lord, we're appealing to heaven for a judgment against those in local and federal government who seek to suppress our God-given rights. Lord, break their teeth, Lord. Break their teeth. Crush their power and authority, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we're appealing to heaven for a judgment against those in America who seek to use the legal system to persecute Christians. Lord, break their teeth, Lord. Crack them in the knees, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we're appealing to heaven for a judgment against the evils of Hollywood. Oh, and pornography, Lord, that godless educational system. Lord, break their teeth. Poke out their eyes, Lord. We pray for a judgment against a godless education system, a judgment against those guilty of human sex trafficking, a judgment against government corruption. Lord, we pray for appeal to heaven for a restoration of traditional marriage, Lord, and the traditional family. Lord, we pray for the complete restoration of our constitutional republic. Lord, we're appealing to you, the highest court in the land. Vindicate us, O Lord. And please our cause against an ungodly nation. Lord, get justice for us from our adversaries. Lord, justice from our adversaries. Restore, Lord. Deliver us from the deceitful and unjust men. Cause them to fall into the pit that they have dug for the righteous. Lord, grant to your servants that we may speak your word, all boldness. Give us the nations for our inheritance, Lord, and the ends of the earth for our possessions. In the name and blood of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So let it be done in Jesus' name.
Bam.
Amen.
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 Coach,
amen. Sure, Betty.
I can't take credit for that. I believe that was John Diamonds from his website or something. But I thought it was amazing because we could use that for as a prayer when we go to the courthouse. So I'm bringing copies also.
We could pray that every day, couldn't we?
Exactly.
You could put that in the chat. This is something we could do daily. Corporately, we should do this.
Yes, man. Put that thing in the chat. Put it on your refrigerator. I don't know if we can. Spencer, I don't know if we can get it in the chat.
If we get these emails sent out, I don't know who I'm supposed to send it to. But once we get the email sent out, we could send it back to whoever's in charge of all the emails, and they could send it out. I could send it to them.
Amen. Well, we could send it to our entire email list for that reason, Spencer. Make a note of that, Jared. We'll blast this out to our entire email list. This is really, really good. Really, really good. Come on in, Rich Wallace. Bless you, Rich.
Hey, thank you, sir. I'd like to add one more to this list, and that's bring judgment to the lukewarm church for allowing all of it, for not standing up to any of these issues.
Amen on that one. Pencil that one in, boys and girls. Yeah. Pencil that one. That's for sure. Amen. Amen. Wow. Whew, I feel something in here. I feel something.
Lukewarm church has already received this judgment. It's called vomit out of God's mouth.
It's coming, baby. Dale.
Brother, let me tell you what. This is just a revelation dropped in my spirit when you were talking about that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Let me tell you what. If the enemy knew what we knew, they would have a better chance if we did come with weapons of carnality. Because when we come with kingdom weapons, brother, we will never, ever, ever lose. Christ will crush their best chances if that we were to come with carnal weapons. That's why the scripture says it's not carnal weapons, because we have victory. You said it. We are winning.
We are, brother. It's Dale. Hey, Dale, come on. Hey, folks, come on. How long can they cover up the deaths? How long can they cover that stuff up, right? So come on. It's coming out every day. I was watching a video this morning. Do you know that the genesis of this COVID vaccine, now listen to me, the COVID vaccine goes back to 2015. Do you know they were working on the COVID-19 vaccine in 2015? Do you know that's now been uncovered? Do you know that, folks? 2015, they were working on the COVID-19 vaccination, and they didn't even have a COVID vaccine. Didn't even have a COVID-19 yet. Tracy, come on in.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This prayer is so needed. I just watched on a Real America's Voice this morning. There was a poll in 2018 showing there was only 50% of Americans believed in Christ in the Bible. That only 50%, but just right after the election, that went up to 58%. So, I mean, it is on the rise. So we just need to keep praying this, and more people maybe will open their eyes.
As John Barnett said, rude awakening before a great awakening. Now, folks, let me tell you something. There's a great awakening coming. It's coming. It's coming, but it's going to be a rude awakening first. Wait till people realize those vaccines are killing their family members. Wait till they realize that, friends. Hey, they can't hide it much longer. Did you guys see what they're calling it now? They're now calling it, I'm not making this up. What was it? Pandemic PTSD. Pandemic.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Pandemic post-traumatic. Pandemic traumatic something. PTSD. What's PTSD? Post-traumatic stress disorder. Pandemic stress disorder. That's what they're calling. People are dying from heart attacks because of stress disorder from the pandemic. That's the freaking lie they're telling us.
Mass formation psychosis.
Mass formation psychosis. Huh? Yeah, they're making up all kinds of things. Bobby, come on in.
I've seen a picture of the COVID vaccine shot box dated 2018.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But folks, listen, nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Okay, here's what the Lord was directing me today. Pull up Battleground in the Mind. Pull that up. Because my friends, everything, Lord, help me explain this right. Everything, folks, everything occurs in your mind. Everything occurs in your mind. When you look around, I look at Tracy right now. She's driving down the road looking around. Don't have a wreck, Tracy. She's observing everything, but everything's being processed in the mind, in the brain, in the mind, in the brain. Some of the messages are subliminal. Tracy's driving down the road, and all of a sudden there's going to be a McDonald's hamburger sign, and she's thinking, I might pull in there and get me a Big Mac. She'd never thought about it at all, but that message came, right? That subliminal message came. And I got up this morning, and I got up doing a little bit of prayer this morning, and what comes to my mind, what do I see in my mind? I see my grandbabies. I see them in my mind. I see them. So I think about my grandbabies and I pray about my grandbabies. And then something pops up. It was Coach Norm's birthday. Michelle said it's Coach Norm's birthday. And it pops up in my brain. And I send out a text. And folks, everything about your life occurs in the brain. It's inside. It's right in here. Everything. Because when you go to sleep at night, the world goes on and you really don't know of anything. You get up in the morning and you check the phone because you want to see what happened overnight. Because why? Your brain shut down. Your mind shut down. Really. I mean, you're dreaming. You know what I'm talking about. Your consciousness is gone. And so when we wake up, our consciousness, I get on YouTube. I went on Facebook this morning. I don't know why. Does anybody notice this? On my Facebook anyway, they're constantly giving me pictures of women scantily clad. They're in advertisements. They're just, anybody see that but me? Anybody get that going on? See, I hadn't even thought about a woman. I love my wife. I have no desire for another woman, yet they're constantly throwing it in front of me. And if you don't have a strong mind, that stuff begins to impact you, right? They call it clickbait, right? Clickbait. Why? Because everything's in your mind. Everything's in your mind. The Lord told us this. Jesus said, take captive every thought. Take captive. So I'm in 2 Corinthians 10. This is where our battle is. And folks, understand this. That the people you come in contact with daily are trying to transfer their thoughts to you. They're trying to transfer what they think to you, not the knowledge that they have, although that's good if they're trying to transfer knowledge. Or as the Bible said, we read the other day, knowledge so-called, science so-called, they're trying to transfer their version of what they believe in their head to your head, right? So therefore, we understand that the battle that we're fighting is a mental mind battle. That's where the whole battle lies, every bit of it. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to convince you because so-and-so died in the hospital. Larry, you're next. You're next, Larry. Betty, you're next. See, that's what? That's the programming that's going on around us. That's the way our mind operates. And we have a carnal mind. And the battle that most of us are fighting in our daily struggle is against that carnal mind. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? But he really wasn't talking about the body of death. He was talking about that carnal mind that made his body a body of death. Somebody thumbs up. You get what I'm talking about? Paul didn't really want to be delivered. He wanted to control over. He didn't want to think about those things. He didn't want to think on those things, and they kept coming up. So it says, now I, Paul, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. By the way, meekness means control. not roll over and let them have you. The meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, but being absent and bold toward. Look at that. Absent, being bold towards you. The Lord's bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence. Wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the... In other words, Paul says, I got this thing that overcomes me, and man, I just open it up and let it go. And some people don't like that, he said. I'm bold towards them. They don't like it. He says, it's hard for me. And he says, though we walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. He's telling us it's in our mind and it's in our spirit, man, and it's in our soul. Our battle's not after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, huh? Worldly thoughts, no, but they're mighty. What is? Through God, the pulling down of strongholds. Some of you guys are in bondage to strongholds, pornography, food, fear, selfishness, whatever it is. Paul said they're all in our head. They're all in our head. Look, casting down imaginations. What is an imagination? It's an image of something. You create an image of something in your mind. That's called an imagination. My wife, I love my wife. The phone rings in the middle of the night, and my wife always has the same reaction. She jumps up scared. I said, man, maybe they're calling to tell us we want $1 billion. Why you jump up scared just because the phone rang in the middle of the night? Because that's our carnal mind. Our carnal mind. People don't call you in the middle of the night. If they call you in the middle of the night, must be something wrong. They never call you in the middle of the night to tell you something good. Maybe I'll start doing it. Hey, Tracy, what if I call you at 4 a.m. and say, hey, Tracy, got some great news for you. We just don't do that, do we? No. So we have to cast down these imaginations and every high. What's a high thing? What is a high thing? There's some high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. There's something high. Is that location, you think? Is that something high up there? Or is it something high in here? An authority high in here that's somehow trying to creep in and take dominion over what I do. Casting down imaginations and every high thing, everything that appears to be true, everything that appears to be an authority that exalts itself against what you know the knowledge of God is. What's the knowledge of God? I can do all things through Christ who can strengthen me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body a living sacrifice. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow. That's what I know about God. But there's something higher trying to cast that down. See? That's the war we're in. And what does he tell us to do? Cast down that. And everything that tries to get you to think that way and bring it to what you know about God. Bring it into captivity. Capture it and take it to Jesus. Say, Lord, what do you say about this? Hey, I can't tell you. Ooh, I feel this. I can't tell you the number of people who tried to speak damnation on my little grandson. I can't even tell you. Those were high and lofty things that tried to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And every time one of those thoughts came into my mind about Declan, does anybody know what I said? Does anybody know what I said? Every time one of those thoughts came into my mind that he's going to be, he'll be mentally retarded. He's going to be Down syndrome. He's going to, anybody know what I said? Anybody know what I said?
He was wonderfully created in his sight.
He's fearfully and wonderfully made. That's all I know, because that's what the Lord says about it. I don't care what the doctor says about it. I don't care what Dan Rather says about it. I don't even care what Fauci says about it. I'm going to take captive that thought, and I'm going to bring it to the obedience of Christ, because Christ said, that boy is fearfully and wonderfully made, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience is, oh my goodness, is that ever deep? Is that ever deep?
Amen. Right?
You Amen. Can't revenge disobedience because you're not obedient. See, you're believing the thing. And Paul said, do you look on things on the outward appearance? That isn't faith. What? You believe something because you see it? That ain't faith, Paul says. He says, if any man trust to himself that he's Christ, Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. And every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's a battleground of the mind. And why are we losing? Let me ask you this. Is the church winning this battle? No, all we got, Robert Shuler, the power of positive thinking, right? We got Joel Osteen, happy talk, right? That's a misuse. That's a malformation of what the scripture is telling us. Most of what you believe initially ain't true. It isn't true. It's your carnal mind. It's those somebody out there casting down those thoughts to you. You got to take them captive and say, I'm sorry, that's BS, because the word says this. It's hard to do. But that's all we have to train ourselves to do. Come on in, Craig. Oh, this is all over me this morning. Go ahead, man.
Wow, Coach. Very profound. And this all ties into the first commandment. If you want to pull up Mark 12:30, and Jesus is just going, he's having this nice conversation with the Sadducees, and they ask him about, is there a resurrection? And of course he talks about the brother and, they're going to be. And then Jesus says, in Mark 12,
what verse again, Mark? I'm sorry. Craig, what verse?
Mark 12, verse 30. And so right. the Sadducees posed a question to Jesus, and they say, okay, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus says, and thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And I always break that down and say, well, he's kind of covering a couple of areas there, your heart and your soul. Well, that could be, your spirit and your body, your mind. Your mind is the conduit. And I explain this to people. I say, your mind's a conduit between the flesh and the spirit. That's why he says, love the Lord with all your heart and your soul first. Then it goes to your mind. And then it says, all thy strength. And thy strength is thy will. And so the mind is our conduit between the flesh and the spirit. And if we don't understand that, as you're pointing it out, boy, we are not focusing on the fundamentals.
So Craig, here's the truth. And I just use this as an example because it's so prevalent. If I go on my Facebook page, there are constant temptations for me to clickbait some broad that doesn't have a whole lot of clothes on. They market it in different ways. Look how these, I saw one this morning. They have a picture of some movie star, right? Look at her tight abs at age 50. Anybody see those things? It just may get those things. And so there's that clickbait. And you know what? This is amazing. I have the ability to take that thought captive or not. I really do.
You have control. Right. You have control over it. And so all information needs to be processed. And the first thing we need to ask for is, where is this coming from? Is it coming from good or is it coming from evil? And right there, that's what makes Christians, believers in Christ, you can start to process it. I think one of the things that's so hard for people to have post-traumatic stress is they're experienced this experience and information, and they can't process it in their mind. They can't put it in a part of their mind to make sense of it and realize that the Lord said right now there is evil and we are going to experience evil until Christ comes back.
Amen.
And that's just the way that it is. And it's not necessarily your fault. You got caught, we'll all have to deal with information. And where we process it is going to determine how we go through it.
So Craig, the truth of the matter is nobody's hooked on pornography. You just haven't got control of who you are because you have the ability to click or not click. The power is always with you. And you can't blame the devil for that one, right? If you don't want to click on it, don't click on it. It is so simple. It's so simple. That's what it talks about, bringing it into obedience to God. Lord, as Craig so aptly pointed out, ask yourself, is that a good thought or a bad thought? If it's a bad thought, take it captive. Say, nope, ain't doing that. Ain't doing that. Right? Now, listen, I know it's not that simple. I understand. Because some of you are trapped in what they call familiar spirits. So the same guy can come knocking at your door. Because he knows if he keeps coming and knocking at your door, you're eventually going to click. You're eventually going to do it. And that's why I think the power of fasting is so critical. Because fasting gives you the ability to say no to the second greatest desire you have, and that's to eat. I believe the strongest desire you have is to have sex. I believe. The second strongest is the ability to want to eat. And if you go on a fast and you can control, you can say, no, I'm not going to eat that. That develops a spiritual discipline and strength in you that you cannot develop on your own. The Bible says this kind comes out only with fasting. Prayer and fasting. What's prayer? Lord, help me here. That's all the prayer you need. Lord, help me here, Lord. Help me, Lord. I'm feeling that temptation. And so as you fast, when you are able to say no to a piece of candy, it becomes easier to say no to pornography. That's my take on it. But we understand this, that the devil is going to attack us through the eye gate, the ear gate, the mind, and our senses. We have to learn to take those thoughts, those temptations captive and bring them to the obedience of Christ. Was that thought from you, Lord? Or was that thought from some other place? And Lord, if it's from some other place, I ain't dealing with it. Come on in, Raj. Golly, we're almost done here.
Quickly, sovereignty of God has always helped me with the issue of fear. That's not to say over my life I've not had some fear times, but if we truly believe in his sovereignty, for me at least, that has always helped me to overcome fear, that he is with me. I am not alone. He is sovereign. Nothing touches me that does not go through his fingers. Now, there are consequences from my actions. If I move in the wrong direction sometimes, he's going to let certain things happen to bring me back in. But I've always had the issue of sovereignty and fear connected.
No, I think that's great, Roger, because, again, that's the whole debate that we could get into regarding free will, right? Free will. Do you have free will? Do you not have free will? That debate could go on and on and on. But the reality of it is, folks, most of the problems that we all find ourselves in are problems of choice. Somebody say amen. Please, somebody say amen. They're just problems. We made a bad choice.
Amen.
You're right.
And why do we make a bad choice? Because we didn't take captive that thought that told us don't do that. Right? Golly, this. See, so much of what goes on around us is designed to take us away from truth. That's the devil's greatest weapon. Lies, deception. That's all he. Did God really say? It's just deception. And what is Christ? Christ is truth. Drag that thought to the truth, and you get victory. Dale.
Brother, that's that Romans chapter 12, verse 1, right? By renewing of your mind, transforming. Brother, the more time we spend on these electronical devices, our mind is being transformed into the world. You want to be transformed out? Then, brother, it's filtered through his word. When you fast, you feed your spirit, man. Otherwise, you're just on a Christian diet.
Amen. Hey, listen, as a guy said, you can't stop the devil from knocking on the door, but you sure can prevent yourself from unlocking it. You don't have to open it, right? You can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you sure can stop them from making a nest in your hair. That's what we're talking about here. So many of the problems that we have are self-induced. Through disobedience, through not taking captive that thought. All wrong behavior begins with wrong thinking. The thief never thought he'd get caught. The guy that went out on his wife never thought she would find out. The guy looking at pornography never thought he'd get hooked. The guy eating food just before he went to bed never thought he would get fat, right? Folks, all wrong behavior begins with wrong thinking. And the Lord told us, take captive every thought. In other words, bring it to the Lord. Say, Lord, is this from you? Huh? Is this you? Is that from your Holy Spirit? Or is that from somewhere else? And you'll know. And the Holy Spirit said, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Wow.
Hey Coach, you just proved your point. Hath God really said? Eve did not think that. That didn't come into her mind.
Well, she didn't hear it though, right? Adam heard it. See, Eve got it secondhand. Eve got it from Adam, right? The Lord told Adam. And Adam related to Eve, but it was secondhand information to Eve. She didn't ask the Lord. She didn't ask the Lord, did you really say, Lord? She just listened to the devil. She didn't go to Adam and say, hey, Adam, are you sure the Lord said that? What was it he said exactly, Adam? She didn't do that. She didn't verify, did she? She didn't trust and verify. She listened and followed. Wow. What a lesson. See you tomorrow.